Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday the 13th. It is June 13th. 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. The weekend, it is within sight. We are finally here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I was going to say, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. I've been texting with one of my friends this morning who she is also a fan of BTS. And right now, happening in South Korea is a J-Hope's one of his final two concerts. And people are losing their mind if they're BTS Army right now because Jungkook went on stage and performed with him right now. She just texted me like 3 minutes ago. She's like, they're about to do Spring Day with Jin and JK.
No.
And I was like, ah. So I like jumped on the live stream. So I've been watching a concert as I've been getting ready all morning long. It's so funny because she texted me really early this morning. I'm like, what is she doing up? It's actually your friend, May.
Yes, and I love May.
She and I have become like BTS besties. And so we anytime there's news about them, she's always texting me. She's like, are you watching the live stream? And I was like, no, I thought it was paid. And she's like, it is. But I have a link. She sends me a link.
So
and
nice.
So, yeah, it's been really funny.
And if you don't know, your favorite BTS song is Spring Day.
That is, yes, my favorite song. It's hard to pick just one, you know?
Yeah.
It's like choose your favorite child. But it was just so funny that so early, because it's like the way I remember it, they're 12 plus 4. So they're 16 hours ahead. So it's like 9:30 p.m. tonight.
Uh-huh.
There,
yep.
Right now. So.
So confusing too, because my parents are in the Philippines, which isn't too far from Korea. So I'll have to like think about, okay, if I want to call my mom right now, what time is it there? And I just have to look up the clock.
Your in-laws.
My in-laws.
Oh, okay.
My in-laws.
When you said your mom, I'm like, when did your mom move? Oh my gosh. I think I'm still friends with her on Facebook. I never saw anything.
I should specify.
Well,
it's
no,
my mother.
I think that's really cool that you call your mother-in-law mom. I mean, that's not everyone does that. I'll just tell you.
Maybe
not everyone
I'm
does
blessed.
That.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Everything is pretty chill on my end. Just ready for a chill weekend. Speaking of like just being like distracted by our phones and just like looking at stuff. I told you next weekend I'm going to a wedding in San Diego, right?
Yes.
So it's just a wedding reception. But my friends, this weekend, they're actually getting married in Hawaii.
Oh.
Small little ceremony. I think it's going to be on the beach. And then from there, they're going to celebrate with all of our friends next weekend. So I'm on Find My, and I'm looking at where they are. And they are in Waikiki. And she's at some nice hotel. I want to say she's staying at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, fancy.
I know, but I don't know much of the details. So I'm totally stalking them this weekend. Like, okay, where are they going to be at? Are they going be posting videos? It's like, I wish I was there, but I totally respect the decision on how they wanted to do their wedding.
It's so funny. You're like my daughter. She loves stalking people on Find My. And I'm such a private person that I like rarely give access to anyone. Like basically it's my family and one friend. That's it. And I don't know why I'm like, so like, what if they see me somewhere weird? And then I think about it, I'm like, where do I go? That's weird. There's like, I'm always out either home or here. So like,
true.
That's all they're going to see basically.
Well, when you're out of town, I love it when my friends go out of town.
That's true.
And I'm like, oh my God, they're here. They're there. My favorite thing is because I have a lot of friends in San Diego where I'm like, oh my God, they don't even know it, but they're right next to each other. And I think that's what's like the fun part of Find My.
Have you ever called to let them know or texted to let them know? Like, you know, Susie is three blocks away from you right now. Have you ever done that?
I want to, but I don't want to sound creepy. Because like, think about it. Like, hey, Mercedes, just to let you know, I know you're in San Diego right now, but my best friend, she's like three blocks away from you.
That sounds weird. It does sound weird, but at the same time, I'd be like, where? I want to go say hi and then take a selfie and send it to you.
Oh my god,
the worlds collide.
Like the worlds collide with you in May. I think that is one of my favorite things is in like my friend group is you being friends with May and how BTS brought you guys together.
Yeah, like we really have become friends, and then we also have bonded over Labubus too. And so like there was this drop last night with this very special one for pickup at the fashion show mall. So I got a notification like this. I forget the name of the Labubu, but it's purple.
Okay.
And I get it. And I was like, I jump on there and I reserve mine. And then the first person I text is May. I'm like, that Labubu just went on. Go get it. And she got in there too late. And I was like, darn it. I should have just gotten two so she could have had one. But yeah, it's like weird the things that people will bond over.
Yeah.
Other than that, like I know you guys bond over dance because that's how you guys met. But like our worlds don't collide except for those two things.
No kidding.
That's it. It's just so funny.
Yeah. And then how many Labubus can you buy? It's the drops every 6:30, you said?
Well, it depends on the ones. Like for pickup, I think they have a limit of two.
Okay.
If you go to the fashion show, but then they do those blind boxes, like where you go and click, and I think that's a limit of six. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to get any lately. I lucked out with that one last night, but now it's like I think there's so many people now. Before, the odds were in my favor where I could pick them up here and there. Now there's just too many people I'm competing against, so I kind of am giving up.
It's Labubu 101 with me, so you teach me a lot.
Well, you're definitely not missing out on anything. Just a lot of fighting for things. So
is it really?
Well, no, not really, but it's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you're into it or you're not. And so it's, if I see someone with a Labubu on their bag or something, I'll be like, Labubu. And they look at me and we're like, Labubu.
And do you guys start singing the song together?
Not really. That would be creepy, I think. So we've got so much coming up on the show this morning, you guys. We still have another pair of those tickets for you to check out Shakira. That's happening at 8:20 with Heads Up. And not only will you get those tickets, but you'll qualify for the grand prize where you will walk on stage with her. It's such a cool experience. 7:30, the Mega Minute, New Kids on the Block tickets, grand prize, meet and greet passes, and on stage seating, two bar stool seats, a lot happening. And then, of course, at 9 o'clock this morning, we are doing another round, our final round of Who's Your Daddy? If you can correctly identify the snippets of three songs and artists who are all dads, by the way, you're going to get yourself a pair of tickets to Battle for Vegas. You can give those to dad for Father's Day. So a lot coming up this morning, but right now let's do it. Let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Summer Love by Justin Timberlake? I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love. Do you want to hear Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth? And if you follow them, maybe I'll tomorrow, but if we are the sun, we might as well be walking on the sun. hear Fireflies by Owl City. I'd like to make myself choices. Let's vote right now, guys. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what's a broke habit you have that you still haven't let go of? You know, something that you used to do when you didn't have any money, or maybe you don't have money now and you do it. I've had one since childhood that I lovingly get roasted for, but if your pantry looks like a fast food condiment bar, I'm with you. We'll talk about it coming up next, but first, the votes are in. And Fireflies by Owl City is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I think about this a lot because some habits just they don't die. And I wasn't raised a poor kid, but I mean, we had a roof, we had food, we were fine. But I did come from a family with four kids, and that meant everything was divided by four.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, budgeting was definitely not a suggestion. It was a lifestyle, and there was like no such thing as your own whatever at the house. Like, you know, one can of Coke was split four ways between us when it was dinner time. That was just how we did it. And going out to eat, that was always a huge deal, but we all knew better to ask for anything other than the one thing we ordered. You know, we didn't order appetizers. We didn't get dessert. Dad would always say, no dessert. We have ice cream at home or something like that.
And so, always water, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So when I tell you that these like broke era habits stick with you, I mean, to this day, I realized I have a drawer full in my kitchen of ketchup packets, sauce packets, any like place that has a kind of sauce, I get a bunch and I put them in the sauce drawer. Soy sauce, cane sauce, because that goes fresh, but Chick-fil-A sauce, mustard. I've got it all. And I was going through this drawer last night and I'm thinking, man, I am collecting like there's about to be some sort of national shortage or something. And I have a lot of these habits. Does anyone do that? Do you have like a broke habit that you still do? 702-364-9400. I collect the packets. And I also, whenever I go any place with napkins, I grab a huge stack of napkins so I could keep them in my car.
That is me. I was going to say the napkins, and I got that from my grandma. We would go to the Navy Exchange. We go grocery shopping at the commissary. It was a routine that after we went grocery shopping, we went to the food court. And we would sit down, we would get our KFC, and I would see my grandma going at the napkins and putting it in her purse. I mean, like, geez, like we don't have paper towels at home, right?
I know, but what is it about having the napkins? Like, I you go in my car right now, there will be napkins in the center console. I just collect them, and I'm glad to know I am not the only one. Does anyone else have a broke habit like that? 702-364-9400. Jamie just texted us and says, I still wash and reuse aluminum foil. My husband calls it the Great Foil Depression.
I've never heard that.
I know it's not foil, but sandwich bags, Ziploc baggies, I will reuse those. I will even like rinse them out, turn them upside down, let them dry,
stop,
and then reuse them.
I've never heard of that one.
Oh,
that's
my
a new
gosh.
One.
This one says, from Emily, says, our thermostat says 78. I don't care if we're sweating in our sleep. That's what ceiling fans are for.
That's hot.
That is really hot.
James would not survive in our household. Yeah, right.
Jan says, a fried bologna sandwich on white bread, no crust, just mayo. Why does that sound really good, though?
That sounds like what my brother used to serve me at lunch, like during lunchtime on Saturdays. He's like, here,
It's here's like, your lunch. Or like it's a kid recipe. Like, I'm just going to throw this together and here you go.
Yes.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, guys. It is June 13th. And it is 6:03. Thank you guys for being here. You know, it has been a week for a lot of people. So the weekend is finally here. We can sit back. We can relax. We can mindlessly bed rot and scroll this weekend, whatever you want to do. But it is Father's Day weekend. So if your dad is around you in your life, don't forget to give him some extra love this weekend.
Yes. Happy early Father's Day yes. to all of you. I mean, thinking of just doom scrolling, that was me yesterday. And there is someone on the internet that I am absolutely infatuated with. He is going viral and his name is Tyler.
Oh my gosh, Tyler is everywhere.
So you've seen him.
Oh my gosh, for the last week, and it's yes. just gotten me on this Keith Sweat kick now.
Yes.
I'm like so obsessed.
I'm like going around the house singing Nobody by Keith Sweat.
Explain to everyone who Tyler is and why he's so amazing.
Okay, so there's a video of Tyler on the Carnival cruise and he is singing karaoke, and the particular video that's going viral is him starting to sing Nobody by Keith Sweat. And right when those two beats hit right in the beginning, you'll see this like a lady in the front in blue, and she gets up and everyone, the crowd is going crazy. He's singing karaoke and the crowd is singing with him. And I think one of my favorite parts of the video, if you haven't seen it, at the end, have you seen the couple where the husband is like, you know, dirty dancing on his wife while Tyler is singing?
I have not seen that angle. I've seen a lot of different angles. And it, just to put it in perspective, Tyler has got to be, I don't know, either late teens, early 20s.
Yes.
Skinny white kid. And he's going up there and the beginning of Keith Sweat's Nobody starts and everyone's in the audience like, what is this kid going to do with this song? He wasn't even born when it came out. And then he opens his mouth and it's everyone loses their mind because he sounds so, so good. We got to play some of it. You ready?
Yes.
Which one is it?
It's
here.
The one on the left.
Okay, here.
The crowd is going crazy.
Losing their minds, and it is so cute.
Y'all are truly missing the effect that Tyler had on that crowd during Carnival Cruise. Listen, that black lady with the blue shirt got up and walked away. If that's not one of the biggest compliments you can receive, then I don't know what is. He just changed the world in an instant. He just single-handedly ended racism.
Seriously, and all the comments are so funny. They're like, Tyler's invited to all the cookouts. And like, it's just, we got to post that on our Instagram.
Yes.
Like, we'll put it on our stories if you missed it. But just from the first note, he's like, I want to tease you.
And then like,
people were losing their minds. He will definitely put a smile on your face today.
Please watch it. And then did you know like Carnival Cruise is sending him stuff because he's like gotten Carnival Cruises? Like people, their numbers are going up because of Tyler.
They should give him free cruises for life. Seriously, the advertising. And everyone's going to ask to have Tyler perform on their Carnival Cruise.
Where's
too.
Tyler? I only came here for Tyler.
So great. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show. This morning at 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes. $250 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. New Kids on the Block tickets, Shakira tickets, Battle for Vegas tickets, all of that on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Jungkook from BTS, he's out of the military and someone immediately tried to break into his house. The surprising and really creepy reason: a woman flew to South Korea and ended up in handcuffs. We'll talk about it coming up next on What's Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jungkook from BTS is trending this morning. Less than a day after finishing his mandatory military service, the member of BTS already had an uninvited visitor. This is so sad. Like, I feel sorry for any celebrity that has to go through this. Yeah. But a woman in her 30s, reportedly from China, was caught at his home late Wednesday night, allegedly trying to punch in door codes to get inside. You know how they...
I thought you meant she was like punching in the through
the
door.
No, like there's a little keypad on there and like just trying different combinations, trying to get it to unlock. Police say that she told them she had traveled to South Korea specifically to see him. She was immediately arrested for attempted unlawful entry. There's video online of her standing there with like a suitcase and trying to, which is crazy that they got the video one, but two, just shows that he was already being stalked by paparazzi if they were already planted out there taking the video, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing is just so sad.
You said that you think paparazzi was already planted there and that the woman went in there and they're like watching it all go down.
Well, someone videoed it, right? Like, maybe it wasn't paparazzi, maybe it was a random bystander, but then why wouldn't you tell someone, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, get out of there. So Jungkook had just wrapped up his 18 months of service alongside his fellow members RM and Jimin and V. They were all discharged within of each other. Meanwhile, Real Army, they're celebrating from a respectful distance, excited with that, with Suga set to finish his service soon. A full BTS reunion's finally on the horizon. They were all reunited. Well, it was this morning for us, but tonight at J-Hope's concert, all seven of them were there, and a couple of them went on stage and performed with him, Jungkook included. But yeah, even Suga was there at the concert.
Oh, no
night.
Kidding.
Yeah.
And then in a couple weeks, you said Suga will be out.
He will be out.
Oh, but that is so exciting.
I just feel so bad. Like, all the celebrities who have to deal with that stuff. It's like, be a fan, but the boundaries, like, some people don't have them.
Yeah, and I think we forget, like, celebrities are humans.
Yeah.
We're not here to invade on any of the people's privacy. They need their alone time to decompress, you know? They're always in the spotlight. So why would you do that? I don't get it.
Think about this. Like, what would you do? Beyonce is probably, like, your biggest idol music-wise. If you knew where she lived, would you ever go up to her door and try punching in codes to get into her house?
Never.
Like, who does that?
I mean, maybe I'd wait in the lobby for a picture, but I would never go up to, like, her hotel room and bang on her door and be like, hey, it's your biggest fan. Never, no.
And that's a great way to get them to, like, put a temporary restraining order against you, you know? You'll never see them again. That is what's trending. You know those foods that you used to walk right by at the grocery store because you just assumed, like, I'm not going to like that? Yeah, I have changed my ways. I went to H Mart a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so excited that they opened here in Las Vegas. It took me a couple weeks to get in because the lines were crazy. And if you don't know, it's at Sahara and Decatur. And we were in there, and I think I told you, Steph, I saw everyone walking around with those Malona popsicles.
Oh,
and
yes,
they were all eating them. I don't know if they were just buying a box and then giving them to their family. Like, everyone was walking around eating those. And I said to my daughter, I'm like, what are those? And she's like, oh, I think those are those melon popsicles. And I was like, we should get some. I've never had one before. So we got those, bought those, love those. So good. But as we're in the ice cream section, I see something else. And it may sound weird, but I think it's a very popular a very popular flavor in the Asian community. Sweet corn ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these sweet corn ice cream sandwiches. And my first reaction was hard pass. No way. But then I remembered, I once saw a video of Jungkook from BTS eating one of those things. And I'm like, what is that, corn? And it looks like a piece of corn, but it really is like this kind of waffle cone material around it.
Yes.
With the sweet corn ice cream inside. And sometimes it has chocolate inside. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's get some of these. I want to see what the hype is. So in the cart they went, and you know what? They were really good.
Were they?
I can't explain the flavor other than corn. And I know that sounds weird, but like, it was like sweet and creamy, and like a little toasty.
Really? I've wanted to try these.
I'll bring one in for you.
I would love
I'll have to drive directly here so it doesn't melt. But it's got actual pieces of corn in it.
Does it really? It's not like a figment of a corn. It's an actual corn.
No, because I took a bite and I'm trying to decide if I liked it or not. I'm like, and then there's like a piece of corn here. I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is really corn ice cream. Is there something from like a food from another culture that we should not be sleeping on? Like a food that you totally underestimated and now you're addicted? I can't believe how much I actually enjoyed it. I didn't know it was a flavor. I was talking to one of my friends and she was telling me like, yeah, in my culture, that's a very popular flavor. We love it. She's like, I personally don't care for it very much, but it's very, very popular.
Oh, no way. Okay, so you're talking my language right now. Asian snacks are my thing. I can go on, and I'll just think of one, or I'll try to think of the top two. And have you ever tried these Japanese rice crackers? They are bite-sized and they are covered with seaweed. They are called, I'm sorry if I pronounced this wrong, nori maki arari. They're super tiny, so good. You can also get it at H Mart. My friend who's Japanese introduced them to me in middle school and I was hooked.
Really? I'll have to try those. So do they sell those at like H Mart too?
Yes, you can go to H Mart. And I think even rumor has it that you can even buy these nori maki araris at Walmart.
Really?
Yes, you have to try them.
I love that more of these like mainstream stores are going more international with some of their stuff. That's okay. I'm going to try that one. What else? 702-364-9400. Savannah says, holo holo. The beans threw me off at first, but I love it now.
Oh my God. Holo holo is a Filipino delicacy. And honestly,
what is in it exactly?
It's kind of like shave ice in a sense, red beans. And then they have like jelly on top of it. You could put like lychee on it. It's ube flavored, and I just can't get behind it just because I'm not a huge fan of the ice. But I will tell you something from the Filipino culture that I absolutely love that you can also get at H Mart is ube cookies and cream ice cream made by Magnolia.
Okay, if there's ube in it, I'll buy it. Like, yes. Is anything pretty much purple, I will get. This text just came in from Tara. She says, my Korean roommate introduced me to choco pies, and I would now fight a man for the last one. I need more information. What are choco pies? This one says, I once turned down durian ice cream because I was scared. Then my Filipino coworker brought some in, and now I'm a believer. Smells like trash, tastes like heaven.
What is it called?
Durian ice cream.
Durian ice cream.
Isn't that the fruit that stinks?
Oh, yes, that big one. Oh,
they make ice cream that flavor?
I'm not a fan of the durian. And it looks kind of like the durian plant looks like a spiky hedgehog.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Nate says, my Mexican grandma got me hooked on mango con chile popsicles. Mm. Pain and pleasure in one frozen treat. That sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Father's Day is on Sunday, and you only have a couple of days left to get your dad a Father's Day present before you pick up another tie or a world's best dad mug. Maybe you want to reconsider. It turns out some dads feel cheated when it comes to their special holiday. 84% feel like Father's Day gets a lot less love than Mother's Day.
Oh, that makes me sad.
It makes me sad too, but I kind of see it. I do feel like the moms kind of get put up on a pedestal and it's like, hey, happy Father's Day, Dad. You know, so I try to make Dad feel extra special. I mean, obviously we should be doing that every single day, but maybe a little more so. They could be right. 41% of dads report receiving a gift from their family for Father's Day, but that doesn't mean that you should just buy them anything and call it a present. A third of dads have admitted that they fake excitement over disappointing gifts.
Oh,
yeah,
and they fake their excitement.
Oh, like thank you so much. This is great. Another golf tee, sweet. But the dreaded presents that they had to pretend to like include socks, ties, number one dad mugs, and random power tools.
Well, let's be honest. It's much more harder to shop for dads, in my opinion, than it is for moms. For me, I know my mom loves to decorate the house and she's a huge sunflower lover. So I'll just go on Amazon and look on there. But for my dad, it's much harder. Like, I ask him, like, hey, what do you want? I just straight up, like, send me some links.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, that's how I feel.
That's the only way I can shop for my husband. And I feel bad because I feel like it takes out some of the surprise, I guess. But yeah. I just ask him to send me a bunch of links of stuff that he wants. And the surprise is, which one of those links did I pick? You know? Yeah. That's where he gets surprised. But he's just so hard to shop for. He likes certain, he's very particular on things. So I don't want to get him something that he's not going to use or like. It doesn't make sense. I know this is something he wants. We're going to get him that.
Have you ever seen or caught him like with fake excitement opening a gift?
I'm trying to think.
Or is he genuine?
No, well, he's genuine, but it's hard for him to be fake. He pretty much just says it the way it is. But I think I have gotten him. I know I've gotten him like shirts before that I thought were really nice. And I could tell he was just kind of so-so on them. And I was like, look, you're not going to hurt my feelings. If you're not going to wear it, let's just take it back and get something that you will wear. And they'll be like, okay. So I'm fine with that. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah.
Also this morning, it's Friday the 13th. And if you are thinking like, I am so scared for today. Maybe you're superstitious. Maybe you're going to blame all your bad luck today on it being the date. Even if you're not superstitious, this day can really mess with your head because they actually have a term for it. It's called illusionary correlation. And that is our tendency to make connections between unrelated things or events. So let's say you spill some coffee on yourself on your way to work. You're going to blame it on probably Friday the 13th, not, you know, the pothole that you hit that's been there for weeks. Psychologists say that when life feels bad or chaotic, we look for something to blame, and superstition gives our brains that thing to blame. For what it's worth, a few studies have looked at stuff like accidents, and they haven't found any significant trends to suggest that Friday the 13th is more dangerous than any other Friday. The good news is there's only one Friday the 13th this year.
No kidding.
Today. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
no way.
Only one for the rest of the year.
I blame whenever it's Mercury retrograde.
Yes, I do that too. Yes.
I'm like, darn it, I don't have cell service. Darn it, you Mercury retrograde.
I know. It's easy to blame everything on that, you know?
I'm actually looking to see when the next Mercury retrograde is. And if it's coming up, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to blame it on Mercury retrograde
this
year.
Just stay in the house. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, I don't know if you guys heard about this whole Olivia Munn, Miss Rachel feud that's been going on. Have you heard about it?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, so Miss Rachel.
Look, it's a surprise.
Miss Rachel is the YouTube children's star. She is beloved by so many. Well, this whole feud happened when Olivia did an interview with People Magazine, and she says she does not let her kids watch Miss Rachel's videos because they annoy her. Well, the media definitely jumped on it and tried to make it a big thing, and Miss Rachel replied that these problems don't matter, and she was focusing her energy on advocating for the children suffering in Gaza. So she's just like, that's fine, put your attention on me, here's what I want to bring attention to. Well, that is when Olivia started getting death threats from Miss Rachel fans.
Why?
They accused her of not caring about suffering children. It's gotten so bad that Olivia and her husband John Mulaney, they both had to issue statements saying that she never meant to diss Miss Rachel or dying children for that matter. People actually took the unusual step of removing the original article because it got that bad. They said it was due to violent threats that escalated towards the interview subject and her family. And yesterday, Miss Rachel had to post a statement on Instagram saying, please be kind to Olivia and her precious family. I don't believe in hate attacks or hurtful comments. She also added that Olivia was in touch. They did talk and they both choose kindness in this situation.
Oh my God, death threats over something just because she doesn't let her kids watch Miss Rachel? That should never happen.
Oh, I just, I'm thinking like, Miss Rachel fans, like, after everything she teaches,
yes,
they're going after. And are they babies?
Like, are they on mom's iPad?
The baby's making the threats? What's going on?
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Melissa, you're caller 20.
Yay!
Are you ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I hope so. Oh, you... I play with you every morning.
Oh, I love it. Well, $250 diamond pendant up for grabs, Melissa. Be a great way to kick off the weekend. Just guess the song, artist, and title. Faster Than I Can. Today may be your lucky day. So let's do this. I'm going to leave the studio now, and I'm going to wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. Bye. All right, she's leaving the studio. She takes off her headphones and she goes outside so she can't hear a thing. Okay, Melissa, this is how the game of Beat Mercedes works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it!" We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
No, hemming and hawing.
No, see, you've listened on the show before. I love you. Okay, Melissa, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Taylor Swift, We Are Never Getting Back Together Again.
Repeat the title for me one more time.
Never Getting Back Together Again.
Never Getting Back Together Again. Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, no worries. We're going to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Melissa, you said you're a driver, and I'm thinking an Uber driver, but no, you said you do something else.
Yes, so I partner with RTC to help our paratransit customers throughout the valley.
Oh, that's incredible.
So anybody who's disabled or our senior community, I help them get around town.
How many miles are you driving out a day?
Average of 200 to 300.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Mercedes?
I came in on the end of that. Do you drive seniors around during the day?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know. Okay, Melissa, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Mercedes, you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready.
All right,
let's
the
do
next
it.
Sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Taylor Swift, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Final answer?
We are never, ever getting back together.
Okay. We got to be specific here.
You're right.
So you stopped the clock very fast, 1.5.
Okay.
And you are correct. We are never, ever getting back together. Now, Melissa, she did pretty fast too.
Okay.
But she got Taylor Swift right. But she started the title at Never Ever Getting Back Together. And she stopped the clock at 4.4 seconds.
Honestly, Melissa, that title is confusing. Obviously, I got tripped up on it too. But yeah, it is really confusing. Mm-hmm. I think we both knew it was Taylor probably right away, right?
And the song.
But I'm sorry, Melissa. Hey, thank you for what you do. And tell those seniors hello this morning when you drive them around. Does she do it just like a carpool service?
That's a great question, Melissa. Do you do that for like a carpool service?
It is type of a ride share, but it's directly partnered with RTC.
Oh, RTC. Oh, that's awesome.
That's
oh, my
awesome.
Gosh. Thanks, Melissa. That's so cool. Well, that means Monday morning, $275 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minton Diamond Jewelers. And here you go. We are never, ever getting back together. It's Taylor Swift and it's on Mix 94.1.
I remember when we broke up the first time. Seeing this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month.
Mix 94.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Juan, it's Mercedes in the morning. Want to wish a happy birthday to Rule, celebrating 13 on the 13th. It's the golden birthday
that
today.
That is the best.
Happy birthday. And his favorite number is 13 on top of that. So happy birthday, Rule. Thank you so much for listening. It is 7:23, and we were talking to Marissa off the air. Marissa, good morning. Are you still there?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging on there. I was making a joke to you off the air, Steph, that I feel like this is Jerry Springer, and that's a dated reference if you don't remember that show where yeah. It was like one of those chaotic family situations, and you're really struggling, not to make light of the situation at all, but you were hoping to get some advice from people. I said, yeah, we'll definitely talk about this on the air, but you can tell the story much better than I can. So what is going on?
So basically my family's going through a really rough right now. My younger brother.
Uh-oh, Marissa, you're cutting out a little bit. Can you go to a better spot?
Yeah, Marissa, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so okay. You're going through a tough time with your family. What's going on?
My parents are going through a really rough divorce, and my younger brother's really blaming my mom because she's having, well, I guess she had an emotional affair, but... what he doesn't know is that my dad full-on cheated on my mom first with, like, a physical affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just completely cutting my mom out. He's not coming to family stuff, and he won't speak to her, and I just feel like I'm in the middle of all of it, and it's really ripping us apart. And I guess I don't know, like, if I should tell him or not about my dad. I don't know if it would make things better if he knew the truth.
So basically your brother's blaming this divorce on your mom for having this emotional affair, and he does not want anything to do with her. He thinks it's all her fault, but he has no idea that your dad actually physically cheated on your mother. Do you remember how long ago this was? A couple years? It's been a while, or
it's all really recent.
So
I think that's why it's so hard.
So you want to know, do you tell your brother about this? Would it be in an effort to alleviate some of the negativity that is going towards your mom from him? Do you think that it would make him more empathetic to her? Like, oh, well,
yeah.
Maybe I can justify why she had this emotional affair because dad cheated on her. But then at the same time, now he would possibly turn against your dad, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want him just not to talk to anybody.
How old is your brother, Marissa?
He's 18.
Okay.
So What do you guys think? This is a real family dilemma. Do you just keep things quiet and let him continue to be so bad to your mom? Or do you say, hey, just so you know, this is the situation. And did you, like, how did you find out about the, I mean, you don't have to go into details, but did you find out by accident or did dad confess to you about his affair or what happened?
No, it was a complete accident. He doesn't even know that I know.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, my God.
Eesh, that adds a lot to the layers.
702-364-9400. That is really a tough situation. Hang on, Marissa. We're getting a call us or text us. What should Marissa do? Should she say something to her brother about the dad, keep her mouth shut? But then at the same time, is it rude to mom who is going through this? We just got a text here. It says, yes, tell your brother about your father. He needs to know. That way he doesn't blame your mom for the entire thing. This one says from Raul, I think you as the sister need to go to your dad, confront him, give him the chance to tell your brother what he did. And if he doesn't tell your dad, say, I will tell my brother what happened. That's tough though, because it sounds like dad doesn't really know that you know about the situation. So do you just bring it all to light in this? This text says she should say something and they should both go no contact with both of them. Let's talk to Carlos. Hold on, Carlos. Let me get Marissa on. These phones are crazy. Okay. So, Carlos, you are on with Marissa. What do you think?
So what I think is that I think she should talk to dad about the affair and basically be like, hey, you need to talk to your son. Because what's kind of happening is that you both did something wrong and you both need to own up to it so he can understand, because he's trying to process it.
Yeah, 18 is a tough age, too. It's like you're on the verge of adulthood, but yet you still are a kid. And to see your family going through this, Marissa, is that something you would feel comfortable doing, going to your dad and kind of saying, hey, I know about it and I think you should tell my brother about it?
I think I'd be really scared. As soon as he said that, I was feeling like a lot of resistance in my body.
Yeah, well, I get it. This is a tough situation. Carlos, thank you for that. Let's talk to Naomi. Naomi, you're on with Marissa. What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. I think that she should be honest with her brother. I think it's wrong for kids to choose sides when it happens. It's very difficult to not choose sides, but the parents didn't, even though the kids get affected by it no matter what age you are, the parents are not purposely doing it to the children. They're just in it in themselves. They can't really see outside of themselves. And the kids need to come together. And she's doing this all by herself, and she feels bad for her mom. And her brother needs to be by her side. And they both need to be together, united, going through it together, because they're the only ones that know what it feels like to see their parents going through the divorce. And she needs to not be doing this by herself, and her brother needs to not be taking it all out on the mom.
Yeah, that's some really great advice, Naomi. I mean, Marissa, it is tough for you. I have to imagine that you are going by yourself through this whole situation. And if you tell your brother, that way you guys can lean on each other for support.
You guys are right.
We're getting some more texts. This one says, don't say anything in family court. It will all come out.
No, you're going to leave it out there.
Do you wait for that to happen? But then I feel like that's going to blindside your brother even more. Like, I'd rather hear it from my sister than hear it from some attorneys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one says, not telling him about their father is like gaslighting their mom's actions. Tell him. This text says she should not say anything and confirm with her dad. That's not going to work out with the actions against a spouse. Yeah, I don't know, Marissa. Do you think there would ever be a world in which you could go to your dad and confront him on it? I know you said it makes you feel really weird right now, but do you think that you could get past it and confront him?
I think I could for my brother. It would just be really scary. But after hearing Naomi say that I can't be in this alone, she's right.
That's why I
always don't think it's my responsibility. So I need to talk to my dad.
Yeah. I think so too. This is why I literally love the people that listen to this.
Yeah.
Someone just said ChatGPT gives great advice.
Let me,
I don't know if I could like get this all in there, if there's any way to.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
ChatGPT is coming up with it.
Wow, it did come up with something in my brief synopsis that I wrote. That's such a heavy spot to be in, and you're clearly trying to protect everyone while being crushed in the middle. Acknowledging how thoughtful and empathetic you are in this matters, and you're carrying a lot of emotional weight. Ask yourself, is telling him to make things fair? Is it to protect your mom? Is it to help your brother see things more clearly? Or is it to unburden yourself? You don't owe silence.
That is great. Oh my gosh. I mean, ChatGPT to the rescue, maybe.
I think Naomi to the rescue first.
Yeah.
And then ChatGPT. No, you guys were all great. Marissa, I just put her on hold. Keep us posted. Let us know what you end up doing. I don't know. Is there a middle ground? Could you, talk to dad and tell your brother at the same time and then let them go at it?
Have a family meeting. Yo. Like, hey, we're all meeting and no one knows that they're all going to be there.
I hate family meetings. I feel like someone always storms out of them. It's always
true.
Scary.
I mean, but hey, at least everybody knows the truth.
I know. Marissa, hang in there and keep us posted. Let's do this. It's time to win, guys. Time to play the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets right now to see New Kids on the Block. It's the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. These tickets are for July 2nd. You will not only get them if you conquer the Mega Minute, but you'll be entered in that grand prize, which is two bar stool seats on stage and two meet and greet passes. How cool would that be to actually meet the guys? Caller 20 right now, you're taking on the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds or less. And when you do that, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing right now. Yeah. Our number, it's 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. You are
you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
John, you are caller 20.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I absolutely am.
All right, let's do this. We've got your tickets to go check out New Kids on the Block, their brand new residency at Park MGM. You just have to answer these 10 questions within 60 seconds correctly. And if you do that, you're not only going to the show, but we'll put you in that grand prize drawing for meet and greet passes and on-stage seating. How cool would that be?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
All right, let's do this, Sean. I think Friday's going to be a good day.
I think so too. Sean,
me too.
Sean, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
A car with a removable roof is called a what?
Convertible.
Yes. What U.S. state borders Niagara Falls with Canada?
New York.
Yes. What are New Kids on the Block fans called?
Blockheads.
Yes. What term describes the power of an engine?
Horsepower.
Yes. What does the letter M in MLB stand for?
Major.
Yes. What is the name of the spinoff of That 70s Show?
Pass.
Shooter McGavin is a character in which 90s movie?
Pass.
What is the name of the famous mountain range that stretches across seven European countries?
Pass.
How many wheels do semi-trucks have?
18.
Yes. What car company makes the Mustang?
Ford.
Yes. What is the name of the spinoff of That 70s Show?
That 80s Show?
No. Shooter McGavin is a character in which 90s movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
So close.
Sean, it was that 90s show.
That 90s show.
Darn it. Oh, I'm so sorry, Sean. No. You did such a good job, though. So we got the Happy Gilmore one. And then the name of the famous mountain range that stretches across seven European countries, the Alps. The Alps.
He would have. He was so close,
You were so good. He just was like nailing all of them. Mm-hmm. And then we got caught up on those. You did such a good job, Sean. I'm sorry, but you should still hold your head up high. You should be proud of the job you did. Unfortunately, it was to win, and that means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets to New Kids on the Block. You're also going in the grand prize drawing to win meet and greet passes and on stage seating. Caller 20 right now. You get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you see the aftermath of that Air India crash?
Yes.
One lone survivor. 241 people are dead after a plane crash yesterday in the western part of the country. Only one passenger survived, and he reports that he heard a loud noise just seconds after takeoff. He said there were bodies all around him when he got up and then ran from the plane before someone grabbed him to put him in an ambulance. He has multiple injuries all over his body, but it's just shocking to hear how he was able to survive. I saw an article that said that he was not originally supposed to sit in that seat, 11A, that he was going to sit in another seat, and he decided he wanted a window seat.
What?
And it was the fact that he was on that window seat where there was an emergency exit, and that door broke upon impact, and that was how he was able to squeeze out of there.
No kidding.
It's just crazy. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was taking off for London when it suddenly crashed into the residential quarters of a doctor's college near the airport. This was the first ever crash of a Dreamliner. Meanwhile, someone who said they were on the same plane 2 hours before its fatal takeoff posted video of power failures and other issues on board to social media.
And they still...
Things weren't working.
No. I mean, this whole thing has been so sad to see. And I've been reading upon some stories of people that did pass away in that accident. And there was one that really touched me. And it's one of a family. And they took a selfie on the plane. It's a mom, a dad, and their three kids in the picture on the plane. And their story was they were moving from India to London to start a new life.
I saw that same thing. She was a doctor,
yes.
And she had quit her job, and they were all going to move there, and they were so happy in that picture. Like, here we go. This is the beginning of it. And it's just, it breaks your heart. Mm-hmm. Just such a sad story.
Yeah.
Also this morning, new research finds that when people trust more, whether it's in other people or society in general, they tend to feel happier and more satisfied with life than those who trust less. People with a trusting nature also report higher levels of subjective well-being, which is an indicator of quality of life and a predictor of your health and your longevity. This is all according to scientists. This new study finds that trust in others can even help you live longer.
Mm.
So are you a trusting person, or does it take a while to earn your trust?
I would say I lean more towards trusting others, but I am still a little bit guarded. And I think it's because I always like to see the good in people.
That's good. Mm-hmm. It's according to this is going to help you live longer if you're that way.
What about you?
I think by just nature, I am a really trusting person, but over, the course of time, I do have that now voice in my head, like, mm-hmm. be careful. Like my body wants to just automatically trust you. I'm like, why would someone try to, do harm or do something bad? So I've been burned a couple times because of that, but I wouldn't change it. I think that that being trusting is part of who I am. Yeah, it's burned me, but I think it's burned me a lot less than it hasn't burned me.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
The optimism of it. I think you are a trusting person. And just knowing you.
Probably too trusting, but I just like, I always think like people, why you shouldn't be a bad person. You know what I mean?
And if people and the people who have burned you, all I got to say is karma, baby.
Yeah, they'll get theirs. Mm-hmm. Exactly. At some point. Finally this morning. So I don't know if this is because of Beyonce or what, but the Grammys have announced a major change. See what you guys think. So for next year's Grammys, the award, formerly known as Best Country Album, is now going to be called Best Contemporary Country Album.
Mm.
And they are going to add a new category, Best Traditional Country Album. So there's a lot to unpack here. Every, like, after 1 year after Beyonce wins, this kind of looks a little suspicious.
It does. Right? It does.
But according to the Grammy website, traditional country music adheres to the more traditional sound structures of the country genre, including rhythm and singing style, lyrical content, as well as traditional country instrumentation such as acoustic guitar, steel guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, piano, and live drums. So where contemporary country music, they say that remains reminiscent and relevant to the legacy of country music culture while also engaging in more contemporary forms.
Oh man, when I saw this, of course, as a Beyonce fan, I'm outraged. I'm like, of course, people who, you know, who didn't like Cowboy Carter and they see Beyonce win, they probably have something against the Recording Academy and they wanted this subgenre, right? And then I did read into it, and to their defense, like what you said, that this has been in petition for a while and it just has been accepted or whatever this year. Okay, so if that's the case, okay. But at first I'm like, you guys are just doing this because Beyonce, you guys didn't want her to win, and now you guys want other country artists to get their shine. But really, if you listen to the Cowboy Carter album, she has a lot of traditional factors in it, like you said, the banjo, the drums, all of that is in there. So how would you categorize her?
I don't know how they, like, and if they would put her in that category. It just seems very convenient that this happened right after she won. But then a lot of people were asking about, okay, what about like Post Malone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a country album. Is he going to be contemporary country, or is he going to be able to go into the traditional country?
Yeah. And then what classifies you as an artist as contemporary and traditional? If you've just, is it just because you just recently started singing country, or is it really your roots and what you're based off of from where you are?
That's the thing. I feel like they're using it like where you're from and where your roots are from, but she's literally from Houston, Texas.
When she was in Destiny's Child, they were like, oh, you're too Southern, you have too much of an accent, and now she's not country enough. She can't win.
It's so annoying. Broadcasting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Want to wish a happy birthday to Ayla, who is listening this morning. Yay. Lots of birthday shout outs today. Ayla, have an amazing birthday today, and listen to your mom and dad do what they say.
Or maybe they should listen to you today.
Yeah, all right. So there is a TikTok trend that's going around called My 90 and a 35. Do you know, have you heard of this one yet?
90 on a 35? No, I haven't.
It took me a minute to figure out what it was, because I would just see these pictures of people, just a still picture, and it says my 90 and a 35, and then a song would be playing. And then I, as I saw more and more, I realized what it is. So basically, people post a photo or a video of themselves, and the caption just says my 90 and a 35, and it means the song that turns them into a reckless menace behind the wheel. It doesn't matter where you're driving, that once that song hits, the gas pedal is more of a suggestion than it is anything else. The laws of traffic no longer apply. The song that makes you drive fast. Now, I would never condone going 90 in a 35. Maybe in a 65, 90 and a 35. Like, that's bad. Yeah. But what is there a song that makes you forget who you are? It makes you forget what your insurance deductible is, why the DMV even exists. What is your 90 in a 35 song? 702-364-9400.
Oh, we got to go with yours first, because you, I know you already have one ready to go.
Yeah, I do have one. I have an honorable mention. So I want to do my honorable mention first, because this just came on the other day and I literally found myself probably going 90. This song by Olivia Rodrigo, Bad Idea, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. Whenever this comes on, I just automatically start driving fast. And it's really like this part where the buildup is coming. I can feel my foot getting heavier. It's a bad idea. Right? And then when it kicks in.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I can already see you're speeding up the limit. And then after this.
Whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know. This is the part. Like you're on a Disneyland ride.
Oh my gosh. This song gets me going so fast. What is your 90 and a 35? Maybe we can play one of them this morning if you guys have some good ones. 702-364-9400. So that's my honorable mention. My number one 90 and a 35 song is this song by BTS. And granted, there's a certain part that gets me. It's Run BTS by BTS. You guys know I love them. But it's the beginning of the song that just really, really gets me when it starts off like this.
Ooh.
Run, run.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
That's where I just like start going crazy.
Even my heart's kind of feeling like first it's pumping regularly, and then I'm like, oh my god, my heart's pumping pretty quickly.
So those are them for me. That's my honorable mention and my number one. What is your 90 and a 35?
For me, oh my, I have so many, but the ones that I can think of is when I'm on driving and I'm listening to my Spotify playlist, and this song, if it's on shuffle and this song comes on, I am going so fast, and it's this one.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go by E40.
E40? I love it.
When E40 comes on, I'm over here doing the fizz phase. I'm over here getting high Fee. Shout out to the Bay Area. I am going so fast in my car.
That is a good one. I'm going to add this. We should make like a 90 and 35 playlist with all of your guys' songs. So let us know what yours are. This one just came in on text from Jake. Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like rock that much, but that song turns me into a menace to society. That song. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't even really like rock either, but this one, how can you not drive fast to it?
Yeah, and I feel it too. Like, I want to go fast just by those guitar strums.
That is a good one. This one says, this is from Rachel. She says, I drive a minivan and have three kids, but the moment Savage Remix with Megan and Beyonce comes on,
stop.
I become the main character.
We have to have the remix, please. Let me see if we have it.
Yeah, just the song itself, just the Megan one, but my gosh, you start driving fast. The remix, though, and that adds another 5 miles per hour.
Beyonce, when she said, I got that from Tina, I said, oh my God, she just dropped her song, mom in the song.
Carlos says, my 90 to 35 is Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
If that song comes on, don't talk to me. I am too busy outrunning imaginary helicopters.
Oh my God.
These are really good. You guys, do you want a playlist of these? I will totally make one. Like, I absolutely love this one. This one from Jasmine. The fact that Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland still makes me drive like I'm being chased by cops says a lot about me. That is such an underrated song. I really love that TikTok brought it back, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
That is a good one. I love it.
Any others?
Let me see here.
Are there any that you want to play?
Limp Bizkit, My Way, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Oh, what about Nookie by Link? Is it Limp Bizkit? That one's a good one.
That is a good one. This Timber by Kesha and Pitbull. That's
okay.
Should we do that one?
I think we should play that one.
Whoever, you didn't put your name on that one, but that is a good one. So coming up next, we're going to make you go 90. Don't go 90 and a 35, like I said.
Maybe like 75.
But just like, just to go a little bit faster. We don't want anyone to get tickets. We don't want any accidents. We will not be held responsible for your crazy driving. But we'll play it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. A 90 and a 35 song for you this morning. That was actually from Corinne. Corinne, thank you for requesting that. And yeah, talking about those songs that just make you drive fast. A big TikTok trend right now is playing those songs. Hey, more songs that might make you drive fast coming up next hour when we get into the Friday Rewind, your favorite songs from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. You can get your early requests in at 702-364-9400. And also, right at 9 o'clock, we're going to play our final round of Who's Your Daddy? Father's Day is on Sunday. And in honor of Dad, we want to get you two tickets to take him to see Battle for Vegas, the VGK versus the Raiders. 9 o'clock, identify the three snippets of songs that are done by dads, and you will win. That is all on the way this morning.
I know Father's Day is on Sunday, like we mentioned, and it can bring up a lot of emotions like grilling and maybe just love and gratitude. But I know for...
Did you say grilling?
Grilling, come on.
Emotions like grilling?
Yes. Like we are out at the grill and we're grilling.
That's
that
cute.
Is an emotion, okay?
I never like thought of grilling as an emotion. That's adorable.
And I should have said, and memories like grilling.
No, but I like the emotion of grilling. I want to start using that as an emotion. That was so cute.
But to be on a serious note, Mercedes, I know sometimes it could be difficult for some people that maybe have no longer their father around.
Yeah.
And just grief and stuff like that. And I think about the memories and stuff like that. And I think about you a lot on Father's Day just because I We never really talk about your dad off the air, and I've never really got to know him. I never met him. And it's been how long since he passed?
He passed away in 2016. Yeah. And well, Father's Day is a tricky one. The first few years after he passed away, it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I think of everyone else who, whether it's, you know, your dad has passed away, or he's just far away, or you're no contact, or it's complicated, like whatever the reason, I think about people who don't have that. And also the same on Mother's Day, I think about people who don't have that. And so, you know, if this weekend is tough for you, you're not alone. I will say, as someone who's going, you know, in the ninth year of this, it does get better. It turns more into like happily thinking of fond memories more so than the sadness of losing them. So it's like a bittersweet day. You know what I mean?
If your dad was still here, is there something, or what's something that you wish you could tell him?
Ooh, that's tough. If he were still here. Well, I know the first thing I would say to him is, what you doing there? And that's how we would always greet each other. It's not the nicest thing, but we'd always playfully mock my mom, who's Hungarian, and she has a strong Hungarian accent. And when she'd say, what are you doing there? That's how she sounded. She'd say, what you doing there? And so that's how me and my dad would always greet each other. We'd be like, what you doing there? And he's like, what you doing there? And so that would be the first thing I would say to him, I think. I think I would just tell him just how much I miss him and how he's still so much a part of our lives. Like, we talk about him all the time.
Really?
The girls bring him up. Matt brings him up. My mom and I are always like bringing up little stories, or he would have said this in this situation or whatever. And so I would want to let him know he's not a distant memory. Like, we keep him here with us. He's still in our hearts. And I tell him thank you too, because he was just right about so many things that I didn't want to admit. And I thank him for loving my daughters the way he did. I'm so blessed that they got to know him. Like, he would do McDonald's picnics in the parks with Brooklyn. She thinks about him every time she sees a McDonald's. She'll say something. He would buy baseball caps for Sophie, because she was in this baseball cap phase. So anytime we'd go somewhere, he'd buy her a baseball cap. And she doesn't wear them anymore, but she still keeps them because they mean so much to her. Yeah. So I think those would be the things that I would say to him for sure.
Is there, like, you say you bring him up often. When's the last time you guys brought him up, and what were you guys doing?
I call my mom a lot during the week. And so, especially when I'm driving, I'll call her and we'll talk. And I was telling her, like, you know, what were we talking? Oh, she had gone to a Rockies game and with my sister, and she doesn't really like baseball. But they had seats right behind home plate. And I don't know if you remember this. My dad was behind home plate once, and he flexed on the cameras. And my
you
mom
mentioned that. Yes. Was he on TV?
Yeah, he was on TV. I have the video still of it somewhere. I got to find it. And my mom goes, and she goes, we sat right behind home plate in those seats. I go, oh, nice. And she goes, and I even flexed on the camera like your dad did.
Oh, I was like, incredible.
Why didn't you tell me? I want to watch. Like, it was really cute.
You said that your dad, if he was still here, that you didn't want to admit to the things that he was right about. Is there something that you can mention on the air that he was right about? You're like, no, that's not right.
Well, he was just always on me about overpaying for things. And he would absolutely continue to nag me about that. Like, your phone bill is too high. You need to call them and get that lowered. Or, you spent how much on groceries? Like, why don't you buy the supermarket brand? And like, he was always on me about overpaying for stuff.
And he would nag you about stuff.
Oh,
like
he
that?
Was still, I hear him still nagging me to this day when I pay for something. Like, when I buy a Labubu, I can just hear my dad like, why are you wasting your money on these things?
Your dad seemed like an incredible human.
He was amazing.
And all the things you guys would tell us about, like when the 9/11 story, like that, I think deserves a quick mention.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a long story. But to make it short, basically, my dad was flying on 9/11 and he was in Ohio. and they canceled all the flights. And so he knew he had to get home, and he knew people had to get home back to Denver. So he, before they officially canceled it, he went to the rent-a-car place and said, can you give me your biggest van? And he got it. And then he found a piece of cardboard in a trash, borrowed a marker from the gate agents, and wrote, driving to Denver, 7 spots available. And people just came up to him. They're like, we're going to Denver. Can we catch a ride?
Yeah.
And he drove them all back to Denver. And they offered to help pay for the van, pay for gas. And he's like, no, we got it. We just got to get everyone home safe. And so, yeah, that just was kind of like, shows the character that he had too.
And it shows the character that he raised you to be.
Oh, well, thank you. My gosh.
And just hearing that story, I'm like, this is like something you would do. And I think you get a lot of traits from your dad, like your stubbornness.
Yes, I definitely got that from him, 100%.
And I wear that as a badge of honor.
And I do too. And I'm stubborn like you, and we get it from our parents sometimes. I wish we had more time. I would love to talk about your dad, because he just seems like the absolute coolest. I mean, your dad's a psychic, which is,
oh my god,
like, really awesome. But yeah, like, I feel like you kind of get that mindset and just like loving the earth and the universe around us from him.
Oh yeah, I could go on and on about my dad. I mean not only is a psychic, but he's also a musician, so you put those two together and it kind of makes sense why I'm so quirky.
I love what they created. Yes, that is for sure. All right, let's do this, guys. It is time to win. We have your tickets right now for Shakira. She is coming to Allegiant Stadium. This show is going to be so good. The show is June 28th. And not only will you win tickets right now, but you will qualify for the chance to walk out with Shakira during her show at Allegiant. How amazing would that be? Caller 20, you're playing heads up right now. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It's Kryptonite. But if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds in that category, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk to Kimberly. Kimberly, you're caller 20.
Yay, I'm so excited. I even woke up my sister when I screamed.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That's an early wake-up call I'd be happy to hear, especially if you end up winning these Shakira tickets. And could you imagine if you get the grand prize where you're going to be on stage with Shakira?
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. Yes.
Can you shake your hips like Shakira?
I can try. Nobody can do it like her.
No, I know, right? Okay, so here's your category. It is Kryptonite. Superman Day was yesterday, and these are all things that are associated with Superman, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all we need is 6 and 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, guys, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
He wears a red one of these when he flies. It helps him fly.
Cape.
Yes. This is what he does in the air. He what?
Fly.
Yes. This is his alter ego. His Sirius is named this.
He does. Clark Kent.
Yes.
King Clark.
This is who Clark Kent is in love with. The woman.
Oh gosh, I forgot her name right now. What's her name? Lois Lane.
Yes. This is what makes that what he's like allergic to, what he can't work around. It's green. It's called, it was the name of this category. Yes.
Pass.
Kryptonite.
Yes.
Yeah. This is where he changes into Superman. He gets into one of these. They're not around anymore, really. And then he turns around and then opens the door from this. It's where you would make a call and put a quarter in.
Phone. The phone.
What's it called? The phone what?
Phone booth?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Kimberly, you got it. Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I know phone booths are so like antiquated. Like,
seriously.
A lot of people are like, what is even that? But thank God you got it, Kimberly. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I was so nervous. I knew the answers. I was just nervous.
Oh, well, it didn't matter because you got it. Shakira tickets for you. You're going to go see her June 28th over at Allegiant Stadium, and wishing you the best of luck on this grand prize where you might be walking out on stage. We want to see you shake those hips, okay, Kimberly?
yes, I'll be ready.
Congratulations. And we have more winning still to come this morning at 9 o'clock. We're playing Who's Your Daddy? Identify the 3 clips, the music clips by artist and title. All the artists are dads. And if you do that, if you're caller 20, you will win tickets to Battle for Vegas. All the details coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, flying with snacks just got a little less confusing. So TSA is reminding travelers that solid goodies are fair game in both your carry-on and checked luggage.
No.
We're talking things like you can take a pizza through TSA, a cake, donuts, even cooked meats are fair game in both your carry-on and checked luggage.
I've seen a girl that on TikTok that brought a whole rotisserie chicken onto a plane.
When we were flying back from San Antonio, we had a lady next to us bring three racks of ribs on the plane with her.
My sister-in-law is so famous for bringing Tupperwares of salt and pepper chicken wings from San Francisco off what's the place we go to? Santung's. It's not salt and pepper chicken wings. It's just all the Chinese food from Santung. She will get a Tupperware and bring it on the plane.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's funny, though, that the TSA is reminding you that all these things are fair game. You can even bring a lobster as long as it's properly packed. Just keep in mind that soft cheeses, gravies, spreadable things have to follow the 3.4 ounce rules. And you've got those extra fruit and veggie restrictions to watch out for from Hawaii and other U.S. territories.
I remember when we were traveling from the Philippines, because things are so much cheaper there, that when we went to the grocery store over there, we're like, oh, we're going to stack up on all this stuff. And the one thing that our dog sitter wanted was corned beef canned from Pure Foods. We're like, okay, that's pretty specific, but okay. So we got her four Pure Food cans of corned beef. We're going through TSA. We get flagged. We go through like secondary or whatever, and they take out all of the corned beef.
No, you couldn't take that through?
No, I guess because it's uncooked or it's canned.
That seems like that should be that they just wanted it. I think they're like, this looks good. We're taking it. I remember I brought a whole new like tube of Bath and Body Works body cream because I thought liquids. I didn't think lotion was a liquid. It's more of a solid.
Yeah,
like,
you
I don't
think?
Know. And so I was all excited. I had my Bath and Body Works and I hadn't even used it and they took it from me. And I even asked the guy, I was like, can I come back and pick it up when I return?
And what'd he say?
He's like, no.
Oh, I thought he said yes.
Where does all this stuff go? Like, do they, I go, you should take that. You really should. Cause it's never been used. And he's like, we can't, ma'am. I don't know where they put it, but
they just throw it away.
He was all business. He was not playing with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also this morning, we've been talking a lot about Father's Day, but don't underestimate those mothers out there. Chatting with your mom on the phone, they say, can be as comforting to your body as getting an actual hug. Aww. This new study came out, and girls between the ages of 7 and 12 were given this really stressful, challenging test, and then they either spoke to their mom in person, by phone, texted, or they waited alone. And those who heard their mom's voice, whether it was face-to-face or on the phone, showed higher oxytocin levels, which is the bonding hormone, and lower cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. Meanwhile, texting did not help. Their stress levels still stayed high. So a simple phone call to your mom, it's not just emotionally comforting. It actually triggers real physiological relief.
I can so relate to this. I think whenever I call my mom or when she calls me, the instant I hear her voice, she'll go, hi, princess.
Aww.
It feels like I'm back at home in my childhood.
That just made me like breathe a sigh of relief when hearing that. That's crazy.
What about you?
I talk to my mom all the time. I call her and half the time we don't talk about anything. What are you up to? How's the weather out there? What's going on? And, you know, she's always watching her favorite show, which is Young Sheldon. And
no kidding. She loves Young Sheldon.
She loves Young Sheldon. And but she always thanks me for calling her because I guess not all of my siblings do. They're very busy. They're very busy people. But I always like try to call even if it's for 5 minutes. And she always thanks me. She's like, thank you for always caring about me. And then I remind her that my child stalks her on Find My. And she's like, that makes her feel good. She likes being stalked.
So then she has to like send a warning to you to send to Brooklyn. Yeah. Okay.
She always has to give me a heads up. Like, just so you know, I'm going to the grocery store. The grocery store is next to, you know, this doctor. I'm not at the doctor. And they're like, thank you for the heads up. All right. Finally, this morning, let's be honest, a lot of conspiracy theories are not very believable, no matter how far down the rabbit hole you go. But there are some harmless conspiracy theories that could hold some truth. And BuzzFeed just came out with this list of harmless conspiracy theories that people think might be true. So I'm going to go over some of these with you, because some of these I thought were really like surprising. I didn't know them. For instance, Starbucks. This is the conspiracy theory that the baristas there, and maybe if you work there, can you confirm this? The baristas there are told to misspell customers' names so people will post photos on social media of their Starbucks cup, and that gets them free advertising.
Stop. That's so smart. If that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, that Area 51 is a publicity stunt by the government to hide the real testing facility.
I think we've heard some from some listeners that they can't talk about it. And I 100% think that Area 51 is real.
I think it is too. My cousin, he had to come into town and do some work at the test site, and he literally wouldn't tell me a single word. I was like, hey, can you just, I mean, we're cousins. Like, I'm not going to say anything. And he's like, no. Like, so shut me off, turned cold. I was like, okay.
Because if you find out, then your life is in danger.
You wouldn't say a word. Mm-hmm. Here's another conspiracy theory that they say is harmless but could be true. That cops go on Waze and leave notes about random police sightings to cause people to slow down without actually having to stay and check on people.
Stop! No! That's kind of brilliant if it's true.
It is really true. This one says, okay, that the reason Disney came out with a movie called Frozen was so that when you Googled Disney Frozen, you would get information about the movie and not websites talking about Walt Disney's body being frozen.
Stop. This is also mind-blowing. If these are true, I don't know if I believe any of them, but I think that whoever thought of them is actually pretty genius.
I'll give you two more.
Okay,
because there's just so many good ones. Trader Joe's makes their parking lots small on purpose to make them seem more popular than they really are.
No, now I'm going to be observing every Trader Joe's parking lot for the rest of my life, like measuring it.
And the last one, Bigfoot is blurry in real life. It was never the camera at fault.
Bigfoot is pixelated?
He's just a blurry thing, I guess. There you go. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and we are playing Who's Your Daddy? Your tickets to Battle for Vegas, just in time for Father's Day. And Danielle, good morning. You are caller 20.
Yay! Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday. You ready to play Who's Your Daddy?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to play the montage for you one more time. You have to correctly identify all three songs by artists and title. If you get them, you win the tickets to Battle for Vegas. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here are the three songs. I'm a sucker for
drop it like it's hot.
Now, okay. For tickets, Who's Your Daddy?
Sucker, Jonas Brothers, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, and Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg.
Are those three correct? Yes, you got Jonas Brothers. Two of the guys are dads. You got John Bon Jovi, who's a dad, of course. And Snoop Dogg is also a dad. And you are now going to Battle for Vegas, Danielle. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a great time at the Las Vegas ballpark. VGK versus Las Vegas Raiders. You are in for free. We'll see you there. And you're also entered also into that grand prize, which is tickets to the sponsor party with the players. It's going to be so much fun. So congratulations. The Friday Rewind continues. Get your requests in at 702-364-9400. This is for Stephanie. It's Mix 94.1. Come together all over the world.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.